and they were really good.
Did she ever stuff sausage in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a sausage stuffer, and turn stuff sausage and
whatever,
and mash out lard.
Uh-huh.
You know, we cut the fat part of the sides and back wherever it was.
Uh-huh.
Cut them in little chunks. Cut that long and cut them in chunks.
Uh-huh.
Cook them in that pot out there and put them in that there and mash them. Had a screen in there and a plate to the bottom to hold them.
Uh-huh.
It had holes in it. Hold them there and then the screen and let that grease all go out and they just come down in a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, she's made cornbread out of them. I call them cracklings.
Oh.
Put them in cornbread.
Uh-huh.
That really makes good cornbread.
Yeah,
you might not imagine that.
No, I've heard people say that. It makes it real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had any.
Yeah.
If you hear the cow mooing and the horse neighing, you might say, gee, I realize it's so late, they must be getting hungry. It's almost,
yeah.
Almost what, when?
Almost time to get up, go to work.
Okay.
Feed them.
What do you, how do you call cows to get them come in from the pasture?
So cows, so.
Okay, neat, ooh. That's something else I've never done. And they come, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to kind of train them, feed them.
Yeah.
Feed them and call them. We had all of our cows where we could call them right here in the lot, just from the back end of the pasture.
Huh. That's neat.
We'd feed them whenever we'd call them.
Yeah, they knew
give
they were
them a bale of hay or
something. Yeah. They knew they were going to get
something
fed.
To eat.
What would you say to them to make them stand still while they're milking, while you're milking them?
We got a rack out there.
Uh-huh.
Fasten their heads in.
Oh, so you didn't have to say anything to them?
And if they kick, well, we got a thing that you can put over their hips, front of their legs there, keep them from. And we've got chains that you can put around their legs,
mm-hmm.
here above their knee right here.
But they don't like that.
Well, they don't. Have to get used to it. When you first put them on one, well, of course they don't want to stand and step around,
uh-huh.
fall. And, but they get used to it pretty quick.
What'd you used to do before you had all that stuff? You always had all that kind of thing?
Milk.
Well, the stuff that you put around them, like, you know, to make them stand still.
Well, while I was milking,
uh-huh.
had the chain of the, well, didn't have it always because they didn't have it.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I guess I had it before I started getting it too.
Mm-hmm. Did you have that stuff when you were a kid?
Well, we milked, but I don't think we had that when I was a kid. That had been 70 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think they had such as that. Of course, I wouldn't have remembered if they did that far back.
Yeah.
I didn't help milk that little though.
How old were you when you started to help
me? Well, you just have to quit, just have to kind of guess. When I quit milking with my mouth, I started with my hands.
Uh-huh.
As far as I can remember.
Gosh.
Milked all my life, I guess.
Went right from one to the other, huh?
That's what I say, but that's...
That's probably a year, too.
But far back as I can remember, we had milked cows.
Uh-huh. How do you call a calf? Do you call them the same way?
Sagab.
Okay.
I call these out here. Come on, little girls. They're two little girls, and they come.
Uh-huh. What do you say to mules and horses to make them turn right and left rather than left when you plow?
Well,